This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, hello, hello to everyone on this beautiful, beautiful day. I trust that you are having an awesome, awesome day. This is Delia Preston.
And I am Brian Preston, Delia's husband.
And we are on the program or the presenters of Salt and Light on Cape Pulpit. I trust that you're going to join us today. We've got a power-packed program. Today we're going to speak about ministry. Ministry, and we're going to chat to Pastor Thomas Harper. He is the pastor for Light Ministries, and we're going to chat to him. We're first going to delve into who he is as a person, introduce him to you, and hear his testimony, and then we're going to talk about ministry. So for those that are in ministry, those that are part of the ministry, serving in some kind of position or capacity, I would really like for you to draw closer, come and listen. I believe that you will hear some good pointers, some wisdom.
Nuggets. Nuggets of truth.
Nuggets of truth, some wisdom. And I believe that you will be able to glean from what we will be chatting about, talking about. We're going to be real. We're going to be truthful and honest. Talk about the positives, the negatives, the good, the bad, and the ugly, as they say. Yeah, Apostle.
Yeah, and ministry is not only ministry in a church per se, but it's ministry in, you know, when you live your life, you know, your life is a ministry because people are always looking at your life. And some people, the type of ministry that you release from how you live, the lifestyle that you live, you know, people either learn from it or, you know, the mistakes that we made. I mean, when we were not in ministry, we were just a married couple and we made so much mistakes, yeah. You know. And but we've come to learn that, you know, our life is a ministry and what we portray out there to people, because there is somebody that is watching your life. There is somebody that is gleaning from you, learning from you, observing you in whatever capacity. So that can be, you know, if you're just a normal housewife, it's a ministry. If you're a normal worker at a place, it's a ministry, a pastor, you know, in whatever capacity and whatever sphere of life you're in. Your life is a ministry. And you know, somebody said this this phrase to me one day, a pastor dealer. This person says, preach the gospel, use words if necessary. Meaning that your lifestyle, you know, is saying something of who you are and, you know, in what capacity you are. And so we learn from one another, amen, through our mistakes also. Paul says, you know, he is recognized by his stripes. So Paul had a ministry. So for those that is in ministry, in a capacity of leadership, if you are just a father, a normal father of your children, that is a ministry. Your children is the ministry. Yeah. And you know, I always say it in this way, Pastor Delia, that ministry actually starts at home first. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Ministry starts at home. And this is what, when Christ saved my soul, you know, the Holy Spirit ministered to me actually that, you know, Brian, it is in your, you are the head of your home and you should take your children and your wife to the house of the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, that is so powerful.
So, if you have been tracking with us for the past couple of months since we've been on radio, you more or less know our testimony. You more or less know where God has taken us out of. For those that are new to our program, that has just been listening, so the Lord took us out of a deep, deep place, a deep place of rebellion and sin and darkness, you know. And if you had to tell us at the beginning of our salvation that the Lord is going to give you a ministry, that the Lord is going to call you to full-time ministry, we would have thought you are crazy. It's impossible, you know. But God is faithful, God is all-powerful, and He knows exactly what He has placed on the inside of you.
That's right.
I want to say to each and every one of you listening today that you have been called for purpose, that God has a special plan for you. Amen. You're not just on earth to just do the 9 to 5 and have your family, us four and no more. But you have been called to a greater purpose, a kingdom purpose. And God is busy unfolding that in your life. Amen. But we're going to go to a song break. And when we come back, we're going to be speaking to Pastor Thomas Harper. He's going to share his testimony and then also share a bit on ministry. So please don't go anywhere. Don't move your dial. God is going to minister today. Amen. Welcome, welcome back, everyone. I trust that you enjoyed that song.
It was an awesome song. Praise God. And we are so excited to have Pastor Thomas Harper, and he's the pastor of Light Ministries, and so he's going to chat to us about ministry and, you know, what it's like in ministry. You know, we are talking about ministry, and as we said, you know, that our life, you know, even if you're not in ministry, your life is a ministry, because somebody is learning from you and somebody is looking at your life. Amen.
Amen. So Pastor Thomas Harper, welcome, welcome.
Welcome, Pastor Thomas.
I know you're not a stranger to Cape Pulpit. You have been on already. Welcome to Salt and Light. It's the first time that you're on Salt and
it's
Light.
It's the first time that Pastor Thomas is on Salt and Light. Yes. That's what I wanted to say.
3 years later.
3 years later.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Pastor Thomas, please introduce yourself to the listeners. Tell them a bit about yourself and you know, your past and so forth, where you come from, all what right. God has did in your life.
Go for
it. Well, I'm Thomas Harper. I got saved in 1987. I gave my life to the Lord. I was an ex-alcoholic, big drinker, loved the bottle. I was a kind of alcoholic, you know, you get all different forms of alcoholics. You get those that drink every day. You get those that drink now and then. I was a weekend drinker, but when I used to drink from the Friday, I'll drink right through to the Sunday and then go to work and, you know, not in a very good mood and the old headaches and all that stuff. But yeah, I was the kind of person, once I start drinking, there's no stopping me, you know. It's take the cap off the bottle and throw it away, and you have to finish that bottle now. There's no such thing as tomorrow. Tomorrow's another day, another bottle. So, yeah, you know, God is really taking me out of the miry clay on that one and cleaned me up nicely. And, yeah, I praise his name. You know, it wasn't easy. It was easy when I accepted Christ, because I decided, you know, it's a decision you have to make. You know, the whole thing about being saved is the change of the will. Yeah. You know, when the will is changed to do the will of the Father and not of the flesh, it's the change that we have to will ourselves to make for His glory. And that was my decision. When I heard the word, it affected my will and it changed my will to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I've been serving Him.
Pastor Tommy, you say you were born again since 1987. So what had happened in between that time?
Well, okay, I served the Lord very strongly for about 5 years. It was going very, very, very strong. And then I started working with the Holy Spirit, you know, as He gives me tasks to do or tells me what He wants me to do. And I started doing things. And then the church sort of kicked up against it. They didn't like it, and it was not my job, because I'm not a pastor or an elder or a deacon or anything like that. You know, it's got to be done through the leadership and all this stuff, and they've got to send me out, which they didn't want to do. And yeah, and then I got sort of ridiculed and pushed down and pushed away and pushed aside, and I just had enough. And I thought, you know, God has blessed me and anointed me to do what He wants me to do. But the body of Christ was standing up against it. And yeah, and it caused me to stumble and to fall and go back to the world. And I was in the world for over 20 years.
Wow.
Wow.
Sure.
And then, of course, going back to the world, the devil knows your weakness. The first weakness he hit me with was the alcohol. I went straight back to it. Started drinking, you know, doing all the wrong things. Only this time around, going back to the world and falling back into the hands of the devil. And you know, been set free from what you were doing in the first place, the Bible says seven stronger come back, and that's exactly what happened.
Sure.
And I became worse than what I was in the first time I went. I mean, I started becoming a great womanizer, sleeping around with women, committing adultery, all kinds of stuff, all because of falling back into the hands of the devil and not of your father. You know, when you're not in his hands for him to protect you, and you and your world changes and you go back to what you were doing, yeah, it's extremely hard. And 99.9% of the time, you know that you're doing wrong. You know that God's upset about it, but it's such a force. You know, one cannot explain, you know, I deal with people that's demon-possessed and stuff like that, and I understand sometimes to get demons up because they refuse to come out. They don't want to come out because they know this is their home, this is where they lodged, this is where they want to be, and they know if they don't complete the assignment that the devil has given them, then they're going to answer to him.
Sure.
So that's why you have a battle with him coming out. And that battle was in my life. So you know, I knew. And I prayed and I said to the Lord, you know, I want to stop. I'm going to stop and all this kind of stuff. But it never came around because I never changed my mind.
Sure.
It's no use talking. And if you don't switch your mind off to the things that's happening in and around you, you're going to get stuck in it.
Hmm.
And it was a rut I was stuck in for a long, long time. And then at December in 2021, I made a decision. I said to myself, you can't carry on like this. You're going to die, you know,
sure.
and you're going to die and you're not going to make the kingdom. God has given you everything and you've trod on his blood. You've trod on his blood. You've trampled on him. You've turned your back on him completely. And this is not what God wants for you. This is not what he called you for.
Mm,
I knew my calling. I knew what God blessed me with. I knew where he was taking me. But I was in his way.
So, Pastor Tom, in
the
other
flesh
words,
was in his way. Yes, sir.
In other words, you can also say to us that it's almost like in what you're saying, I'm picking up there was still an awareness, a consciousness about God. Although you were in a backslidden stage, or because, you know, those are the things I believe that the Holy Spirit, you know, highlights, you know, to every backslider or some, or the person that maybe went back or turned their back on God. But you say there was an awareness, there was a consciousness, Pastor Tommy, about God in that time?
Always. Because simply, as the Bible says, he will never leave you or forsake you. Never. Oh.
Amen.
Never. There's always that reminding of who he is. Always that grace is always there. And we know it's there, but we just don't grab onto it, you know, because you're so deep into the world and you're so tied up with the sin and all this kind of stuff. And of course, when Christ is calling you back, when the Spirit of God is ministering to you, the first thing the devil hits you with is that guilt trip.
Guilt.
The guilt, the condemnation, all that comes to mind. Oh man, come on, he doesn't really love you. It's all emotional, it's all feelings, you know. This is what it's about. It's not true. He doesn't want you anymore. Look where you are.
Mm.
You know? And it's all the things that we see through the natural eye, but not in the spiritual eye.
Sure.
And
sure.
And on December, the 30th of December, I know. It was the day before the last day of the year. I said to myself, no more. It's done. I'm finished. I'm not doing this anymore. I need Christ and Christ needs me.
Yeah.
Sure. He has called me. He's anointed me. He's appointed me to do a duty and a work for him on this earth. And if I don't pull up my socks now, I'm going to miss it all.
Mm.
And I couldn't do that.
So, Pastor T, you saying that, you know, you have to come to that place of where you truly decide, where you truly draw a line in the sand and say enough is enough. We do have, God has given us the will. He has given us the power to say no if we truly, truly want to let go.
I think Pastor Delia and Pastor Tommy on what his will, like you say, you know, God has given you a will, but when your will is truly connected to his will, And then you can stand in His power. Because you know what? In yourself, I believe that in yourself, you can't do nothing.
Yeah.
You know, but when you align your will to His will, said, Father, I can't anymore. Like, I draw a line in the sand, like Pastor Tommy also said now in his testimony, part of his testimony, he draw a line in the sand and he connected his will to the will of God. And that's, I believe, that where strength and power and courage came in, because like you rightfully say, Pastor T, that, you know, the enemy would always come with condemnation. The Holy Spirit, I believe the Holy Spirit comes with conviction. The Holy Spirit convicts us.
Yeah.
And there was that conviction, that consciousness about God and the love of God, you know, but that will, you know, you're still doing the drinking, still enjoying, whatever. But up until you decide, God, I'm going to connect my will to your will in Jesus' name. And then, you know, the grace come. But Pastor T, we're going to have to go to a song break, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we're going to have to go to a song break. And please stay on the dial and we will come back. And Pastor Tommy, when we come back, we want to actually find out, you know, how did it happen that you now decided, you know, you're going to submit to the will of God. Amen?
Amen.
Great stuff. that was a wonderful song. Pastor Tommy, we are being blessed by your testimony. For those that have just logged on, we're chatting to Pastor Thomas Harper from Light Ministries. He's been sharing with us about his testimony and how he came back to the Lord after being backslidden for 20 years. Pastor T, so tell us, how did you connect with Light Ministries? How did you get to know, you know, Brian and Delia and the pastors of Light Ministries? How did that happen? And what happened when you were restored in Jesus' name?
Well, let me explain that part first, because I haven't explained the part where I drew the line on the floor.
Yeah.
I was in my bedroom the night of the 30th of December 2021, and I actually took my foot and I drew a line on the floor and I said to the devil, that line is there for you not to cross anymore. You do not cross that line anymore. No more. I'm done with you. It's over. It's finished. You know, as we say, we have a will, but a will takes a decision to be made.
Yes.
And if you do not make this decision according to your will, you'll stay stuck. So you have a will that needs a decision to be made. You're either for Christ or you're not for Christ.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I made this decision that I'm going back to my father. Just like the prodigal son, I went home. I went back to my father because I knew there's no other way out of this but going back to him and serving him again. And that's exactly what I did. And then, you know, I gave myself over to the Lord again. I cried. I had a good time with the Lord. His presence was there. It was beautiful. And I gave myself all back to the Lord again and restructured my life back in him. And then I was working for my daughter. She owns a creche, and I was cooking for her. And my wife used to listen to this preacher on Facebook. And lo and behold, it's Apostle Brian. And she used to always ask me, come and listen to this guy. I said, no, I don't want to listen to him, man. He's just babbling on there. And he looks like a bald guy that's always running the people and churches down. I don't want to listen to him. And it went on and went on for about 6 months. And then one morning, I was cooking in the kitchen there, and he was on Facebook again, and my wife had the phone loud, like she wanted me to hear this word. And he said something, I wish I could remember what he said, but it was so profound, so powerful that it hit my breath out of me. The Spirit of God hit me and said, are you hearing this? Mm. Are you hearing this? And it was like, yes, Lord, I'm hearing what you're saying. And then I went to the room and I said to my wife, I want you to send that Facebook thing to my phone so I can also start listening. And then I started listening. And then my wife phoned him, I think it was the week after that, I'm not sure, phoned him and we had a chat. And then I saw that my wife came and showed me that there was something on Facebook that you were going to have a breakfast, if I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Because your mixer burnt out or something like that.
Yeah. Yes. We were raising funds for a mixer. I think the mixer was...
That's right.
Yeah, it was too small. It could no longer take more connections I don't know. I'm not the technical person.
Oh, anyway, I know there's something like that.
And the one speaker burnt out. Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, so I went and I saw the need, and the Spirit of God just led me to go and buy a mixer, and then I bought two speakers as well, and then blessed them with that. And then, of course, I phoned Apostle Brian. I said, you must go to a house which is around the corner from where I live and go and pick up these goodies for himself. And then he popped in by me, and we said hello. We greeted one another, and even the greeting when I first met him, it was like, this is it. You know, when you just sense him and you know in your spirit, this is it.
Wow.
His greeting was warm. His greeting was warm. It was loving. It was gentle. It was kind. It was thankful. It was grateful. It was everything that a man looks for in a leader.
Wow.
You understand? And then I said to him, I'm coming to visit you on Sunday morning. I'm coming to visit the church. I'm going to come pop in and say, he said, no, you're absolutely welcome. And I must say, when I walked in there the Sunday morning, the welcome I received, the love I received, you know, from the congregation, from the people there that don't know me from a bar of soap, but the greeting was so warm, so loving, so gentle. And I said to myself, Tommy, you are home.
Wow.
This is what you've been looking for. This is it. And on the way there, I was talking, Father, please don't use me when I go. I'm just going to go and visit. I've just got back to you. I've got to get back into things with you. Please don't use me. And lo and behold, God goes and uses me on the very first day I walk into the church.
That was powerful. I remember that.
Yes.
It's so powerful.
You know, it's not what you want. It's what he wants. You know, and we've got to understand that even if you've been backslidden, when you come back to the Lord, he doesn't say to you, Or at least we perceive it. He's going to start you off slowly. You know, you're going to get a little bit by a little bit. And as you grow, we give you a little bit more. And the God will give you a little bit more. And as you grow, he give you a little bit more. Sometimes God, you already know. He knows what he's anointed you with.
Yeah.
He knows what he's blessed you with. And if you're available for his glory and for his use, he's going to use you.
But that's the thing, Pastor Tommy, if I may. You know, I believe, man, it's really like what you say, and I'm keep on picking up on it, you know, when you submit to his will, you know, because within his will, like you say, you know, he decides and he determines, you know. I believe that, you know, if I think back of it, when I think back in it now, Pastor Tommy, and connecting your testimony, it is like, sometimes, you know, the Bible says what the enemy meant for evil, God turns around for good. And even that speaker had to blow for some reason. And God was all in it, man. And I want to say to everybody that's maybe backslidden or not with the Lord, you know, that even in the state of backslidden or calamity or whatever bad has happened, I still believe that God can turn it around for the good of those that love him. So when your will is connected, you know, Pastor Tommy, you said something again, your will, you know, when you submitted your will. So within God's will is the fullness of life, you know, where you begin to find rest, peace, joy. Pastor Tommy, you are out there in the southern suburbs and we are this side of the world, you know. But, you know, the distance, you know, not even that matters, because you see, when you're home with Christ, wherever Christ is, that's your home.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, you're such a blessing to the body of Christ, Pastor Tommy. Amen.
And it's how many years
praise
later,
God,
Pastor T?
Well, I must say, I've done nothing but grow. Nothing but grow. You know, the ministry is good. The teachings are excellent. I mean, Apostle Brian teaches absolutely beautiful. You know, his teachings are powerful. It's simple. It's easy to understand. You know, some people teach and you walk out there and you're still mind boggled. You're still trying to figure out what were they trying to explain to you. But when Apostle Brian teaches, you walk out there fulfilled and filled.
Yeah.
You understand? You don't have to go and still go and question, you know, you said this, what did you mean? You will know that you know that you know, and you understand when you walk out there after a teaching session. You know, you understand everything.
Yeah.
That's what I love about his teaching. It's simple, but powerful.
Yeah. And he's real. You know, there's no and beating real. Around Amen. The there's bush.
No, no sugar coating, no ice cream on top of the word. You get it raw, Amen. And you eat it raw.
But I think what I admire about you, Pastor Tommy, or what I, you know, deeply appreciate by God in your life, you know, many times when we speak, you know, and it's just like a normal conversation that we speak, and we speak about the word. And the depth that's coming out of your heart, and you know, and
your
even
love for God.
Your love for God, and when you sometimes when you talk about Him, you smack, you know, you cry that
tear up.
You know, for me, I'm so blessed by that because you know, you can see and know and perceive by the Spirit that this man of God has been with Jesus. You know, sometimes people are just in the presence, man, and you know, it's great, and we all want to be in God's presence, but you know, there's something different about someone that's been in the presence, but is being connected to the man and Jesus Christ, and that is what I always, you know, find, you know, when I speak to you, and when you speak, and when we speak, I can perceive by the Spirit that this man has been with the man, Jesus Christ, you know. And
Amen.
I so appreciate that, Pastor Tommy, and, you know, so value you. And you know, I just got all the gratitude and thanks to God for connecting, you know, us. And you know, and it was supernatural. And that's the thing that I love about God. You know, when you submit to His will, you begin to walk in the supernatural. You see God's supernatural working in and through your life. Amen.
And I just want to add before we go to another song break, you know, that when you are in the right position, when you are in God's will, you know, God not only blesses you, calls you into purpose, but He blesses your household. Since then, God has brought your wife. Your wife is now serving
Hallelujah.
The Lord alongside
Thank
you.
Jesus.
God has blessed your business. And you've seen the expansion of the Lord and the goodness of God.
And sometimes, Pastor Tommy, you know, just between the two of us, when you're close to me, I just like touching you. It's like, I'm just touching on the blessing. I'm just touching, you know, because why? We can see that how God is working in your life. But ladies and gentlemen, we have to go back to a song break. And when we come back, please stay on the dial. And we will chat a little bit more with Pastor Tommy. And I'm just blessed today. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus. Apostle Brian here and my beautiful wife Delia. You are on the program called Salt and Light, and you are tuned into Radio Cape Pulpit. Amen. The best station for the nation. Amen. And we are chatting to Pastor Tommy, and he is going to talk to us about what is his experience, what is the Lord saying, you know, what God is busy doing in his life, you know, because it's such a beautiful thing. I believe that when you come back to the Lord, or when you receive Christ in your life, I want to say to somebody out there, a listener out there, that your purpose is in Christ. The Bible says it in this way: seek ye first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and all these things shall be added to your life. So when a man find Christ, he find life. When he find life, he find his purpose. And now Pastor Tommy is in that purpose, and he is going to tell us what is it like to be in ministry, in the purpose of God, and just how God is working in his life.
Just to give context, so we obviously got to know Pastor Tommy, and then we call him Tommy, but his name is Thomas. We found out that when he was saved, that he went to Bible school.
We didn't know that.
We found out that he actually studied pastoral, and that he also went to Team Impact, just like Apostle Brian. And we just heard that the Spirit of God said, ordain this man as a pastor. I have called him for such a time as this. I'm exhilarating time, you know, all the time that the enemy has stolen from him, I'm going to restore him. And I think it was like 2 weeks, Pastor Thomas.
Yeah. Exactly.
We ordained
you. Pastor Brian, do you know what you're doing? That you don't even know me, and you know what's going on here. This is not the scriptural way of doing things.
You know, but when the Spirit of the Lord directs, and when He speaks, we just obey.
Exactly.
We obey. So tell us, Pastor Thomas, what's it been like to pastor? How has this journey been for you? What has the Lord been saying to you in this time, in this season? How can you encourage others that are called to ministry, that are called into position? What can you share with them?
Well, first, the first thing that comes to my mind, and it's always been the thing on my heart, you have to love what God has called you to do.
Yeah, sure, definitely.
Love what He's called you to do. That desire, before He even calls you, it's already in you.
Mm.
You know, I grew up in a home where no love was shown.
Sure.
No love whatsoever. You know, I never had a dad that will put me on his lap and say, I love you, and things like that. You know, I never hugged, never. It just didn't happen, you know.
Yeah.
And it was something that was always on my heart. Why are you not loved like you? You know, you want that hug. Any child wants that hug.
Yeah.
But it's a thing that God installed in me later on in my life. It was very difficult for me to learn to love others because I wasn't taught how to love.
Sure.
You know? And it's extremely difficult to learn how to love someone else. And especially when you've been pushed and been sworn at and been persecuted and all this, how do you love them? Yeah. And there's only one way. Get connected to Jesus Christ.
Sure.
Get connected to Jesus Christ, because when He installs His love in you,
yeah,
and you desire to do the will of the Father, that love starts building up inside of you. And I must say, you know, after all these years, and especially in these last 3 years, July this year will be my third year with Light Ministries International. And this last 3 years, the love towards God's people, the love towards even those in the world, my love for people has grown so much that even I'm amazed at what God can do in my life.
Sure.
I'm amazed by what He's done and what He's doing in my life. And it's something that, you know, you can't work out like a sum. It's not a puzzle. It's something that's spiritually built up inside of you by the grace of God. It's something that only He can do and change in your life. But you must be willing to want to love. I said to the Lord, Father, I need to love like Jesus loves. I want to love the church the way He loves the church.
Amen.
I cannot love the church any other way but the way He loves the church.
Amen.
And not only the church, all those in the world as well. You know,
mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that's built up. That's why sometimes, as you say, Apostle Brian, when I minister, the tears will come, because it's almost like I'm reminded
sure.
What you've been through, where God has taken you out of, where He's placing you, what He's still going to do with you. I'm reminded of that love and the grace that's never failed me. Mm-hmm. Never.
Never, ever. Never.
He will never fail you. And it's that love that you cannot help but hang on to. You cannot let go of a God that is so loving, so caring, so precious, so powerful, so wonderful, that He can take a person like me, you know,
sure.
If I may say it that way, and turn me into a beautiful flower that He wants me to be, and mold me and make me and shape me as I give Him the will to do so. You see, it also comes from you. If you're not willing to allow the Father to mold you and shape you to what He wants you to be, so that when He puts you in the furnace, you come out beautiful, man. You know, you've got to allow Him to do His will in your life. And that's what I'm striving to, is the letting go and let God, you know. Amen. Let go and let God. It's going to be sore sometimes. It's painful sometimes. Yes. I've made many mistakes, even now in the 3 years walking with the Lord. I've made mistakes, but that's how we learn. You yourself know, Pastor Brian, you've rebuked me a few times already. But it's not, it's not that we say, oh, you're rebuking me, I'm going to turn my back and walk away and I can't handle this. No, you're not going to learn if you're not helped and rebuked. Amen. And corrected.
Amen.
And what I think I love about you, Apostle Brian, you do it with so much love. You don't come and say, oh, you will do this and this and that and you are wrong. You know, you come to me, you say, Apostle Tom, Well, Tommy, you said this, you said that. That wasn't right, my brother, blah, blah, blah. And that's what I love about you. You know, that's why I can sit. And when you want to talk to me, even rebuke me, I'm willing to sit and listen because I know it comes from a heart of love. And that's the secret. Love. Is when you deal with people with that kind of love, that you know this man is there to watch my back. And that's why I also watch your backs. I watch it. I care for you. I pray for you. Even when you are praying sometimes, and they've even noticed that I come and pray, I lay my hand on your back while you're praying.
Amen.
I do that because I feel that I want to back you up. I want to back you up. I want to look after your back. I don't want daggers to come into your back. I want to protect you. Although the Spirit of God is there to protect you, although the Word of God is there to protect you, although the angels are there to protect you, but I'm also your watchman. I'm also your protector.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I'm part of the ministry. And if you're part of the ministry, you look after those who are over you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I believe that with my whole heart. And that takes love.
Amen. Amen.
And, you know, when you are dealt love, you cannot give hate back. Amen. When you are dealt love, you cannot give bitterness back.
Yeah.
When you are dealt love, you cannot give compromise or anything else back but love.
Amen.
Sure.
And that's what I stuck up out of you and your wife in the ministry. Because you both, I understand your wife some. Lots of people don't understand your wife. That when she talks to people, sometimes they go, whoa, 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 and they want to run out. I understand her because I know where she's coming from. She's the kind of person that's very direct and will say things straight, but it comes from the bottom of her heart, and it's not there to push you down. It's there to lift you up.
Yeah.
And I thank God that I understand because I'm almost the same.
Mm.
I'm very direct with people, but I say it with the utmost love. And, you know, I don't want to see anybody go where I went.
Yeah.
That's my ministry. Don't go where I don't want people to land up where I landed up. Mm-hmm. I don't want people to take offense when offense is not given. You know, I don't want people to turn their backs on God when they don't need to turn their backs on God.
Yeah.
And that's when you've got to preach and teach and show that kind of love, that godly love that only Christ can give you. And, you know, it's staying stuck with Him and just doing as the Spirit of God tells you.
Yeah.
You know, as I said on Sunday, I've been disobedient to the Holy Spirit. He's spoken to me. And from now on, I start doing exactly as He says. So that's it. Yeah. You know,
so you say
be obedient to Him.
The biggest ingredient is to love. You cannot serve without loving God's people.
Oh, yes.
And
not at all. Not at all. Not
then,
at all. You've got to have the love. If yeah. you haven't got the love, you're in the wrong place.
Amen. Amen.
Then you're not right with God if you haven't got the love. Serious. You've got to have love. And it's love. Love is the only thing that will get you into the kingdom.
Amen.
Love.
Pastor,
love covers all. It's above all things is love. God is love. He's nothing else but love.
Amen. Pastor, you know, Thomas.
So that's it.
This is so powerful, but time unfortunately is against us. We just need to go to another song break, and then we'll come back and we'll unfortunately have to wrap up. But
okay,
we will.
No problem.
This calls for another interview. But let's
Amen.
Go to a
Amen.
Song quickly.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Apostle Brian here, Radio Cape Pulpit. Amen. We are just chatting to Pastor Thomas Harper of Light Ministries International. He is the pastor there at that particular ministry, and he's been such a blessing to us, such a blessing, you know, in our lives, and such a blessing to the kingdom of God. What I can say about him is that, you know, from the first day that our paths crossed, you know, it was God ordained. It was, you know, sometimes it's people that you meet by chance, you know, and that then sometimes it's
divine
people that you meet by divine appointment, by God's appointment. And I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful, you know, for Pastor Tommy, for his wife. His wife is coming with him, serving with him in the ministry, amen, praying for him. And that was always our desire. I always say, you know, because we're talking about ministry and because of our life, our whole life is ministry. As I said, you know, and I quote, somebody said this words, preach the gospel, use words if necessary. So that means that there's that responsibility on us, you know, as believers to live a life for Christ, not talk a life for Christ, not look like it, but just be like Him and do like Him. And so, Pastor Tommy, it's such a great honor and a privilege once again to, you know, to say live on the radio that you has been such a blessing to us in the kingdom. Amen. And it's such a great honor and a privilege to work and to serve alongside you. My, oh my, amen. I can see the growth in your life. I can see what God is busy doing. I can hear that fire, that excitement. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a good thing when you come back to the Lord. And, you know, our prayer has always just been, you know, our prayer has always been, you know, like I believe that this is Jesus' prayer also for every listener out there, you know, that when you walk in your purpose, you know, I say it in this way, when a person walk in his purpose or her purpose, you will never work a day in your life, meaning that there's satisfaction, there's fulfillment. It is such a joy. Whatever you do, the Bible says we're doing it as unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor T, I just want you to close off. You're going to pray for those that are backslidden, calling them back to the Lord. And if you just want to share your last few sentiments and then pray, we've got like 3 minutes left.
Yeah, all I want to say is, you know, to those who are backslidden in the world, you know, don't give up on Jesus. He's never going to give up on you. You know, amen. The Bible showed me and Christ showed me in his love for me that once he has called you to a purpose, you will fulfill his purpose. There's no way. Look at Jonah. He tried to escape the purpose of God. He tried to escape it, but God got him even by a big fish, had to swallow him up and throw him up on the beach. He still had to fulfill his purpose. So we can never evade the purpose of God, no matter what we do or how hard we try.
Wow.
His purpose will be fulfilled in your life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Can you pray for those that are struggling this morning to find their way back to the Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father of mercy and grace, Father, what a wonderful God you are. What a great and a mighty God you are, Father God. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for your lovely grace, your mercy, and your love, Lord, that you are so full of, my God, and that's all you are, Father. I pray for those, Father, who have turned their backs on you, those who have fallen by the wayside.
Yes, Lord.
Whether by self, whether by hurt, whether by accusations, no matter what they have done or what's caused them to fall, Father, I thank you for your grace that is so much of a blessing to all of us, Lord. I pray, Father God, by the power of your Spirit, Lord, that you will call them back. Call the prodigals back,
in
Father.
Jesus' name.
May they come to the realization, Father, that they cannot go on without you, especially as the day of Christ's return is coming nearer, Lord. Especially now that these things are happening in the world, Lord. Call them back, my Father, by the power of the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
And by the power of your Spirit, Lord, moving on this earth. In Jesus' name, every person that's fallen back, Lord, every alcoholic, every drug addict, every prostitute, Lord, every Jesus Satanist, name, no matter Jesus what name. Field they've moved into,
yes,
call
Lord.
Them back, Lord.
We call them back.
By the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for them on the cross of Calvary,
you,
we
Father.
Call them back, Lord, hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you, and
Father.
We praise you, and we give you all the glory, Father. Amen and amen. Thank
amen,
you, Lord.
Amen, 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 amen.
Pastor Thomas, it was so, so good to have you with us today. It was power-packed. I truly believe that there are people that heard, you know, your testimony and that heard the word of the Lord, and God
amen.
Is going to bring them back in Jesus' name. Thank
amen.
You so much for your time.
Yes,
we appreciate you.
God bless you, Pastor Tommy. Thank you,
absolute
listeners, for
pleasure.
Tuning in to Radio K Pulpit. Amen. Hallelujah. We will see you next week, this time again. We will see you, and we look forward to hear. If you want to call in, you can call in. The prayer line is open. Whatever you need to do, you know, just right now, just call upon the name and he will be with you. Have a blessed day further. And thank you very much, Pastor Thomas Harper. God bless.
Amen. God bless. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.